Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 56. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, or you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. As entrepreneur architects, we are all leaders. Whether we're running a firm of one or 100, it is the leadership that will determine the success or failure of our firms. It doesn't matter how bad the economy gets or how our opportunities may have been reduced by the circumstances outside our control. The fate of your firm sits squarely in your hands. It will be your vision, your decisions, your words, your actions that will lead your firm to the next level and beyond. If your firm is not where you want it to be, you must make the changes necessary to move it forward in the direction you want it to go, forward toward success. This week on the Entrepreneur Architect, I will share my 5 rules for successful leadership. So stick with me. This episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy. Entrepreneur Architect Academy is a private community of like-minded entrepreneur architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. And members benefit from having free access to all products offered by Entrepreneur Architect now and into the future for as long as they're members. And in 2015, we are focusing all our efforts here at Entrepreneur Architect on training. This coming year, our plan is to launch 8 to 10 new courses on business, leadership, and life. These courses are going to help you grow your firm, they're going to help you make more money, and they may even help you live a happier life. And if you're a member, you'll have full access without any additional charge. And at the heart of the Academy is our weekly private video conference where we discuss a new topic of business and dive deep into building a successful small firm architecture studio. And we're building strong, supportive relationships in the Academy, and we're helping one another grow strong, healthy businesses. Entrepreneur Architect Academy is an opportunity to be a part of a group of professionals who are determined to take their businesses, their lives, and their leadership to the next level. We're having a great time. We want more small firm architects to come join us. And enrollment for membership is set to close on December 15th. As I'm recording this, this is next Monday. So if you're interested in joining us at Entrepreneur Architect Academy, you have only a few days left. So please visit entrearchitect.com/academy. Great leaders are not always born. I think most leaders are built with confidence and courage and determination. And leadership is not easy, and it is most certainly not for everyone. There are times when it is extremely difficult to be the person others look to for guidance and direction. And if you're not willing to take the responsibilities that are inherent in being a leader, then you need to stop right now and go find somebody else to follow. Leadership is critical to the success of your small firm. In these past few weeks and in the next few weeks, we're hearing a lot about goal setting and planning for the future, planning for the year ahead of us, right? We need to set goals for all our roles, including goals for the success of our business. To reach these goals, we're going to need to create an action plan, which will no doubt include the cooperation of many people. These people might work for you as employees or consultants. They may be independent contractors working for you remotely. They may be vendors or clients, or they might be people working for your clients. To reach your goals and to succeed in the coming year, you will need to polish up your leadership skills. You know, for some of us, leadership comes more naturally. You know, our desire to interact with others and work with them to reach our goals may have always been a part of who we are. But for others, you know, and as creatives, and this is many of us right here, for others, leadership takes practice. It takes intention and consistency and determination. And whichever of these two types you might be, leadership is critical to accomplishing your goals in business and in life. So, with that in mind, here are 5 rules that I've established in my own life as a successful leader. So, I'm going to share 5 rules that have worked for me over the years to be a successful leader. So, 1 is live your mission. Live your mission in actions and your words. The people around you, your staff, your clients, your family, they all look to you as a model of how they are supposed to act and react. Every decision you make will have an impact on your future success. And if you created a life plan or business plan, then you've established a mission, right? Your mission will keep you moving forward and remind you of why you're doing what you're doing, right? That's what your mission is all about. Even when things don't work out the way you expect, embracing change with guidance from your mission will keep you on course. So every day we should revisit our mission, our why, and remind ourselves to stay focused, to live our mission in everything we do. So live our mission in actions and words. That's the first rule of successful leadership. You need to live your mission every day in your actions and your words. And you need to remind yourself why. You need to remind yourself what your mission is and why you're doing what you're doing every day. Put it somewhere where you'll read it every day. Put it on your calendar and visit your mission and remind yourself why you're doing it, and then live that mission in everything you do every day. That's rule 1. Rule number two is communicate clearly and be consistent. Say what you mean and do what you say. Be honest and decisive and consistent. If you're constantly changing your mind and with the direction of your firm, then you will lack credibility and you'll lose the faith of the people who you're leading. As someone who is very attracted to those shiny objects in the world, that's me, I can tell you that staying focused is difficult. I tend to be very easily distracted, and if I'm not very intentional with my goals, I can become inconsistent. And time runs out and nothing ends up being accomplished. And the people who are following me get confused and frustrated. In order to have successful businesses, we need a successful team. And our job as a leader is to make our team successful. That's our job. Our job as a leader is to make our team successful. That's your job. If we want greatness from your team, it is then our responsibility. It's what we do, our responsibility is to inspire and motivate them to do remarkable things. If you want greatness from your team, you need to be the one who inspires them and motivates them to do those remarkable things. The way we inspire and motivate is to communicate clearly and be consistent with our message. So that's rule number two. Rule number two is communicate clearly and be consistent. Number three, I love these rules. Rule number three is be confident and courageous and determined. Be confident, courageous, and determined. Those are great words. The most important thing my mom and dad taught me as a child was to be confident. It is confidence that gives us the courage to take the leap and to push past fears of failure. I was taught that if you work hard enough, anything is possible. And I believe that. I believe that in business, it's no different. Success and failure is determined by the leadership of an organization. A firm led with confidence, courage, and determination will succeed regardless of the obstacles that it encounters. Money, connections, technology, none of that matters if you don't work hard and believe deep down that you will be successful. None of that matters. Doesn't matter unless you have confidence. So my third rule for successful leadership is to be confident, courageous, and determined. Number four, one of my favorites, say thank you a lot. You know, many factors have contributed to the survival and the continued success of my firm, Five Cat Studio, throughout this economic storm that we've just encountered and we've just come out of. But I believe that the most important reason that we are successful today is the loyalty of the people who work with us. Without the hard work and dedication of our crew, there's no way that we would be where we are today. And I acknowledge that fact every day. The last thing I say every time I speak with one of my team members is thank you. You need to acknowledge the people you work with. Gratitude builds strong relationships and creates a culture of respect. A firm's success is the result of hard work and dedication of many people, whether they're staff or consultants or contractors or clients. You cannot do this alone. When those people know that you appreciate and you value them, they will go to extraordinary lengths for you, the leader. They need to know that you appreciate them. You need to acknowledge that they are doing a great job every day. So say thank you. Say it until your team starts making fun of you. Say it constantly. You cannot possibly say thank you enough. So say thank you a lot. That's rule number four. Rule number five. You may have heard me say this before. It's important to me. It should be important to you. Rule number five is be nice. You know, if you're seeking the secret formula for success, there it is. Two words. Be nice. And I've written previously in the blog and in my newsletter about how it pays to be nice. You can actually make more money by being nice. I don't care what anybody else says. There's other people who say you have to be aggressive and you got to be hard and you got to be determined. And yes, you have to be determined, but you have to be nice. Good things happen to good people. And I've learned this over and over and over again in life. And it has never failed me. Good things happen to good people. And I've worked with people who lead with aggression and forced compliance through fear. They have ultimately failed. Fear fails every time. I see it over and over and over again. I've seen contractors screaming and yelling at their subs. I've seen owners screaming and yelling at their contractors. It doesn't work. It ultimately fails. Leading with respect and encouragement builds loyalty and a culture of commitment. So be nice. So it's a short one again. Those are my five rules for successful leadership. Live your mission in your actions and words. Every day, remind yourself what your mission is, and then go out there and live it. Live your mission in your actions and your words and what you do and what you say. Number two, communicate clearly and be consistent. You have to have a consistent message and you have to stay on target. Don't look at the shiny objects. They're there. They look pretty, but don't chase them. Stay focused on your mission. Number three, be confident and courageous and determined. That's the way it's going to happen. You have to be confident and courageous and determined and say thank you. Acknowledge the people around you who are working with you, who are busting their butt to make you successful. Say thank you a lot until it hurts. Number five, be nice. Good things happen to good people. I promise you. So I have some homework for you this week. I challenge you to say thank you to 10 people this week, 10 people who matter in your life, 10 people, 10 different people. And I'm not just talking about your involuntary response to the clerk at Starbucks when she hands you your coffee in the morning. I am talking about specific, honest, public affirmation. Be aware of the people around you and the things that they're doing to contribute to your success. Maybe it's your staff. Maybe it's a great contractor that you're working with. Maybe a trusting client who's giving you the opportunity to design a project of a lifetime. Maybe it's your supportive spouse. Anne Marie, I know you don't listen, but thank you. Find a way to say thank you to them in a way that they're going to feel appreciated and valued. An honest public affirmation. Acknowledge that they are working for you to make you successful, and you acknowledge their hard work. You'll be very surprised at what happens. Say it to 10 people. I want to know that you've done it. Go to the show notes and leave me a comment. Tell me that you've done that. Also, question. I want a question of the week. Do you know an extraordinary leader? I want to know what the traits of this person, the traits that this person possesses that makes them so special. Tell me about an extraordinary leader in your life. You can go to the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode56. Leave me a comment. Tell me about an extraordinary leader that you know and why they're an extraordinary leader. I want you to be interactive with this podcast and this and my website, entrearchitect.com. Because the more we share, the more we talk about what we know, the more the whole profession is going to benefit by what we're sharing here. You may encourage others to become extraordinary leaders. So share what you know over at the blog. And that's about it. One more thing. I want to say thank you. I want to acknowledge you for being there for me. For your continued support and your encouragement. I get it every day on social media and email, on video at the Academy. I want to thank you. Your kind words are what keeps me motivated to build Entrepreneur Architect into a great place, a resource that will change the profession, a resource that will become an influential force in this profession. So thank you. I really appreciate you for listening and for being there for me. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review. This is how you may help me spread the word about Entrepreneur Architect and our mission to become an influential force in this profession. Go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes or in iTunes, just search for Entrepreneur Architect. You'll find me. This week, we've actually had three new reviews on iTunes. I've subscribed to a new service that sends me my podcast reviews. It's called mypodcastreviews.com. It's pretty cool. And it actually sends me all of the podcast reviews, the iTunes reviews from all over the world. So it's not just the US-based ones. And I have three new ones. My first one is from, let's see here. It's well, it doesn't, from, oh, Ronald Rasko. Ronald Rasko is from the United Arab Emirates. And he's just said, great podcast. I see Ronald on online all the time. He comments at the blog. So thank you, Ronald. I appreciate you for leaving a comment. 5 stars. I appreciate it. Jay Bruins from the USA. He wrote, "Awesome, who needs an MBA? Always informative. I'm trying to absorb as much knowledge about how I run a great architecture practice as I can, in the hopes that I can put it to use very soon." So I thank you very much, Jay Bruins. I look forward to you to following your progress. Leave us a note on the blog and let us know how it's going. And then the last one is from CP Eichen, maybe? CP Eichen of USA. It says, "Mark Arlepage is spot on. Mark's podcasts are real help for those of us in small design firms. Every time I listen to one of his shows, I always come away with new insights and our positive reinforcement. I encourage anyone working in an architecture, engineering, design profession to give his podcast a listen. I am sure you will benefit from it." So CP Eichen, I think that's what it says. CPIKEN. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the iTunes reviews. Thank you very much. And remember, enrollment for membership is closing on this Monday, December 15th. So if you're interested in joining us at Entrepreneur Architect Academy, time is running out. Tick tock, tick tock. Please leave please visit entrearchitect.com/academy. So that's a wrap on today's show. Show notes and a direct link to download this episode. You can actually download an audio file to your computer and listen to it if you want. If you don't want to subscribe on iTunes, I'd prefer that you subscribe on iTunes because then more architects can find us. But if you want to download a copy of the file, you can do that at entrearchitect.com/episode56. And that's a wrap. Until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. Thanks for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.